Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the Tea with Ree. I am your host, comedian extraordinaire, comedian Lady Shamar. I want to thank you, and you for tuning in to the Tea with Ree. We got a lot of stuff that's on, things to discuss, things to talk about. But before we do, y'all know I got to do this. At every show, we do this. This is how we pay the bills. The Tea with Ree, hosted by yours truly and co-hosted by my co-host, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs and Mr. Gino V. We actually do have sponsorship packages now. So if you have a business, if you have an event, that you would like to get some type of, you know, recognition, you want people to know about it, whatever the case may be, you can actually sponsor the Tea with Ree, yes. Our minimum sponsorship packages start at $25. So you can sponsor the Tea with Ree. You will definitely, your business, your event will definitely get that shout out, that recognition at every show that we do, as well as on our Facebook pages. That's just a part of the sponsorship package. So if you're interested in that, by all means, inbox either Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, you can inbox myself, or you can inbox Mr. Gino V about that, and we'll be able to help you with that. Now, I wanted to just check, do a little roll call to see if anyone is out there sipping on the Pinkies Up coffees and teas. This is, yes, comedian Lady Shamar. This is my coffee and tea line. You can actually order yours. I mean, we are getting a massive, massive, massive response from people who have ordered and purchased and bought and used the coffees and teas. Of course, ladies, even men, the tea will actually allow you to lose weight without exercising. Yes, for all the people that's lazy like me, that just want to drop weight like a cancer patient without having to go to the gym or walk around the buildings at work on your lunch break, this is what you need. The tea also can be used as a chaser for your liquor. All of my liquor heads, yes. This is great for you guys. And then the coffee, yes, it is a Cambodian African mix blend, so you would definitely enjoy that. If you would like to order your Pinkies Up coffees and teas, definitely make sure you go online, place your order. You will have your order in less than 7 business days. The web address is www.mypinkiesup.com. I want to give a big shout-out to all of my people down there in B-Town, Ms. Rhonda Vaughn, people down in Charlotte, and I got people in Texas who have placed their order for the coffees and the teas. I want to salute you guys. Thank you very much for the support, and we thank you very much for purchasing that tea and coffee. So, excuse me, now that we've got the formalities out of the way, I definitely want to go ahead and do an introduction to my co-hosts. You know, these are my brothers, my partners in crime. Don't shit get cracking, you know, if we ain't in it. So I want to say, and I want to introduce you guys to my brothers, Mr. C. Ricardo V and C. Ricardo Briggs and Gino V. How are you fellas doing tonight?
Oh, man, what's going on, man? We're feeling good.
Feeling good, you know. I'm accepting that new tag, C. Ricardo B in the building, my nigga. C. Ricardo B. You already know.
Shut up.
B is for vamping out here.
Yes, yes, yes. Guys, look, I am so thrilled to have you guys back on the air with me because it seems like it's been forever, although it's only been since like Thursday. But it seems like it's been forever. We got so many teas in my inbox. Like, I was expecting dick pics this week. But instead, I got teas. But that's okay. I take the teas. The teas will work.
Oh, the pics is coming. You can best believe the pics is coming.
As long as they don't end up in my mama's inbox, I'm fine. So.
What up, Big Sir?
Hey, shoot. So what I want to do, I want to go ahead and give an introduction to you guys in case, you know, people have been hiding under a rock. They have no idea who the hell you guys are. They smoking or something. I don't know. So without further ado, Mr. Gino V, sir, can you take 5 minutes of your time and explain to the people who you are, what it is you do, and where they can find you at?
I am Gino V. I am, originally from, VA, but, I've been in Greensboro for a long time now. But what I want to say is I am a producer. I am a writer. I am an engineer. I do all of this. Whenever you need your music, whenever you need something recorded, I'm also an artist. I'm out here in these streets getting this artist shit really popping out here in this street. And I'm going to tell you some real shit, Sheree. I'm really upset right now because I got a cabinet full of liquor and I ain't got no damn tea. I ain't got no damn tea to mix my shit with, and I'm fucking tight about that shit. I left my shit in Greensboro, and I'm in Fayetteville, and I can't do a damn thing about it. I'm sick of this shit. I got to get in here. I got to get in the stores.
Yeah, you're going to have to order another one. You're going to have to keep it on deck down there in the Ville. Whenever you're in the Ville for your liquor, you're going to have to keep one on deck here in the borough when you're in the borough.
Right.
You know.
Right, straight up. Because I was looking forward to a little blueberry mixed with a little Ciroc in my shit, you know what I'm saying? But
man,
I fucked up and I left it at home. I didn't pack my bags right to stop. And, I always keep the tea with me, and that shit pissed me off, you know what I'm saying? So now I got to go out here and go and use some fucked up ass Lipton.
Lipton ain't got shit on us. Lipton ain't got shit on us, yeah.
Not a damn strain of tea is fucking with that tea with Rick.
Yeah. Tea with Rick is everything, boy. I'm trying to tell you how you drunk, but you won't even know you done drank that much. Man.
You already know.
All right, y'all. So my brother, Mr. Gino V, he's very, very, very humble, but he forgot to let y'all know that he is a part of the rock soul, with one of my favorite artists in the world, Miss Fantasia Barrino. So, Gino V is definitely out in these streets doing major things. Feds is watching, but that nigga don't care. He gave them niggas
a
coat.
I don't give a fuck.
So, yeah, definitely, y'all need some work on some tracks. You need something like that, hit up my brother, Mr. Gino V. So, now, let's introduce the other co-host. He is who we call Mr. Habitual Line Crosser, Mr. Shit Starter himself, Mr. All About Town, Mr. Get It Done, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs, my nigga. How you doing, brother?
Everything is well. I like that. Hey, listen, man, we gotta get that tea distributed out in Fayetteville, man. We need them dope boys. The same way they push that crack, they gotta start pushing that tea because this is gonna change the future. This tea gonna I'm gonna tell you, like last week before our show at the Zone, I told Gino, I was like, yo, man, I ain't drinking no liquor. I ain't drinking no beer. I'm just going to knock this tea back with the I had the blueberry. Is it blueberry? Yo, that shit had my vocals on 1,000. Like, it's been a long time since I was able to do my songs without having that itchy feel to my throat or without having that straining feeling to my throat. I just knocked back 2 hot cups of that goddamn blueberry, and it was unbelievable. Yes, like, I think I started something. Like, I think I'm going to do that every show. But y'all get that tea, man. That tea is off the chain. But listen, y'all know me, man. I'm C. Ricardo. We out here in these streets, man. You can find me at Churchill's. You can find me all over the place. We promoting. We doing live shows. We bringing on new artists, man. Find me on Facebook. C. Ricardo Briggs on Facebook. Find me on Instagram, Bruza, BREWSAB, Bruza B on Instagram. Find me on Twitter, Carolina Cool. I'm on Twitter. Find me on there. Keep up with me, man. I love y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. If you support me, I support you back. Big kisses. I love you.
All right. Yo, that's who he is, Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs.
Did this nigga just say big kisses?
Big kisses, my nigga.
Big kisses.
Hey, chivalry, nigga. Hey, chivalry,
God.
Niggas giving out pounds. Niggas giving out big pounds out here. I'm giving out big kisses, nigga.
Big kisses, cuz. Chivalry, dog.
Hashtag big kisses. The first hashtag for the night, big kisses.
Hashtag big kisses. I know that's right. So,
let's
guys,
go.
As stated earlier at the beginning of the call, I am comedian extraordinaire, comedian Lady Shamar. I am that young lady who was fucking tearing up the whole East Coast with these jokes. I mean, if you've never heard them, I don't know where you've been. or you've seen the videos and you, I don't know, somebody didn't want to click on it. It's okay. Doesn't matter. Life still goes on. But I am that chick. So you can catch me. I'm all over town, definitely at Church Hills. We've got some new ventures coming up. We'll discuss that at the end of the show. But definitely make sure. Whenever you see comedian Lady Shamar somewhere, make sure you get out to catch the show. I am also the CEO of Gap 2 Smile Entertainment. You know, we have comedians. We also specialize in exotic dancers that are in that spectrum of life. No, you won't see any pictures of my ladies. We keep that definitely hush-hush because it is something that everybody don't talk about, but, you know, a lot of people definitely book my young ladies. So got my hand in a couple of things in the pot around these parts. It is what it is. So because we have a lot going on, I'm going to definitely make sure that we jump right in to the tease because it's a lot of stuff that we got to talk about. Fellas, y'all ready for that?
Let's talk.
Let's talk about it. They said, damn it, let's talk about it.
Ready.
So
I'm just trying to get my switchboard up. My switchboard ain't up. I'm trying to get my switchboard up because I want to see the people that tuned in. But, yeah, we ready, man. Let's go.
Well, you know, this is what I want to do for all of my people that are definitely tuned in. You know, you can jump on a post that either C. Ricardo Briggs or myself have been feeding off of on Facebook, and we can talk about it. We can definitely sit down and have a conversation, chat it up while we're doing the show. Follow me on Instagram. I am Lady_Shamar, Shamar. Definitely follow me on IG. That's where I show my ass and act the fool because there's nobody there to manage me. You know, my mom is not added on my IG, so I can act the goddamn fool on IG. So catch me on IG. So that is what we are going to do. Look, and if there's something that you want to say, if we start a discussion about something and it's something that you want to say, you want to talk about, look, all you got to do is make sure you press the number one key on your keypad. That will then tell us here on this end, we can see on the switchboard here in the studio, that there's something that you want to say, and we'll pull you in and see your point of view and see what it is that, you know, you want to say, because we want to hear what everybody got to say. We just don't want to hear our opinion on it. So, remember, press the number one on the keypad. Once you press the number one on the keypad, then it'll let us know that it's something that you want to say. And we'll put you in live so everybody can hear you. Yes, yes, and you will be on these recorded shows when people go back and hear them. Further ado, fellas, let's get into these damn teas. Pinkies up.
Pinkies up.
Take yourself, baby. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the first tea. Oh, my bad. In case people don't know what this show is, you know, you can just keep seeing the tea with Ree. Basically, if you have any questions, you need advice on what you should do with something, you can inbox me your dilemma, your situation. And what we do is we read your question here on air on the Tea with Ree, and all three of us on the panel then answer your question. You can choose to remain anonymous, which is what almost everybody does, but you can choose to remain anonymous or not, and we will give you that advice. Now, what you do with it after we give it to you is something totally different. All I know is, for legal disclaimer purposes, we are not responsible for whatever the fuck you do with your life once we get to hell off this air. Totally on you. So, the first T, which is what we call it, goes like this. Hey, guys, I love all of you, especially the way you men on the panel tell it like it is. I have a situation. I'm secretly a bisexual woman. My man of 5 years knows nothing about this part of me. I've almost never acted on the impulse to be with another woman since we've been together. But now I have been having a strong urge to be with this female that's mutual friends with both of us. She's openly bisexual, strong, very feminine, speaks her mind and holds no punches, and is so sexy, but she and my husband conduct business together. I can't tell my husband this because they have a brotherly, sisterly bond, so I know he won't be down for a threesome even if she consents to it. My man always tells me how he thinks gay and bi women are a disgrace, so this is why I've not told him about my wants in 5 years. I want to really go behind my man's back and experience this thing with her. So much so that I've told her, and she said she's okay with it. My question is, should I? And please keep me anonymous.
Everybody don't speak at once. No, look, I'm like, shit, damn.
How you want to do this, bro?
I mean, all I can say is it's a gamble. It's a big gamble. You know, if he's already told you that it's a disgrace in his eyes, then he could either be telling a lie and hoping, you know, you would just roll with it, or he could be telling a lie and hoping you would do something that'll change his mind or that'll at least give him an opportunity to try it. I don't know. It's a gamble. I mean, me personally, I live with no regrets. So if it's something you want that bad, like, yo, just go ahead and tell him. If he don't want to do it, then go behind his back and do it. I don't know. I mean, if you want it that bad, like, you know, don't die wanting the pussy and don't get it. Like, you know, hey, listen, tell the man you want it. You want him to be a part of it. And if he's just really, really, truly honest about what he's saying about it's a disgrace, and he say, nah, I don't want no parts of that foolishness, then you say, okay, baby, well, I just wanted to tell you. I'm going to just leave it alone. Then you just go on and sneak and get the pussy. I mean, if that's what you want, shit, you're an adult.
Look, on some real shit. I'm going to tell you some real shit. That nigga, okay, let me make sure I got this right. She want to fuck with a girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they close. Right. They close. Her,
right.
and her husband and the female are close. The brother and
right.
sister relationship. But, right?
Right. Right.
Shit me. Now, listen, let me tell you something. In my past, like, do you know how many of my quote unquote
sisters?
Hey, I would keep it 100 with
right.
you.
Right.
I had to be like, man, that's my sister, man.
I had to do that shit.
I had to, because I didn't want nobody to find that shit out. But if your wife, if I was married and my wife told me, and I was just like, you know what, that bisexual shit is just get on my goddamn nerves. I can't stand it. Of course, I'm going to tell her that because I don't want her to feel like, you know, I'm into that shit. But I guarantee you, the moment you say, babe, listen, I'm going to be totally honest with you. This is my right hand to God. I really want to fuck with this girl, and you know her, and you say that it's a disgrace in your eyes, but I just want to let you know I'm finna be a fucking disgrace to you because I want this bitch bad. And I'm telling you right now, if you feel like one time, listen, baby, I want you to be a part of this shit. Before you even say, baby, I want you to be, this bitch going to be butt-ass naked, dick all the way out. You ain't got to say a damn thing. To be honest, he probably already fucking up. I'm telling you. But, hey, that's just me, though. You know, I'm going to take my sip of this tea right here.
Well,
yeah, I want to hear what Lady Kamar got to say.
I personally see, this is the problem that I have with relationships, is that although you are grown, you still have to kind of sort of get an okay to do some things that may be unorthodox. I don't like getting confirmation or okay or a green light to do nothing. I want to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, and how long I want to do it. So I'm going to go out on a limb here. And you said this chick is sexy. She is that hot. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, fuck your nigga. Because my thing is this, if you kept it hush-hush for 5 years, and he doesn't have an inkling. I mean, I know a lot of bisexual women, and they cannot suppress it for that long. If a chick with a fat ass walk by, she gonna look. That's that bisexual tendency in her that kicks in. You trying to tell me you ain't never did that in front of your man and had to catch yourself and be like, oh, shit. And then you got to play it off and be like, oh, she got some bad pump. She got some bad pump going. You know, I mean, if you've experienced that, that's probably one of the things that I can see that you have maybe slipped up on. But if he's not gotten it in 5 years that you're bisexual, then there is a disconnect between you and your man, which would definitely explain why you don't have the heart to tell him what it is that you want to do. So I'm going to say this. In 5 years, he ain't known, he ain't got her though. If she is the type of person that can keep her mouth shut, smash. Go ahead. See what it's like. Now, if she can keep her mouth shut, then it may be an ongoing thing, you know. But at the end of the day, yeah, first you need to find out if she can keep her mouth shut. If she can keep her mouth shut, then this game right there, baby, you got you a homie lover friend. You got you a side chick.
I don't give a fuck what you say. That nigga lying. That nigga is lying. He'll love to get off a pussy.
I've been in a relationship with guys who absolutely, positively will not. I mean, you know when you're young, you dumb. You know, you be like, boo, for your birthday, I'm going to go ahead and give you a threesome since you told me you ain't ever did it, blah, blah, blah. And they be about ready to goddamn or shake the shit out of me. Like, I don't want to do that shit. I ain't finna share you with nobody, not even a female, blah, blah, blah. I mean, some dudes lose it, and they are not interested in another woman being in a bed with them and their woman at all, and a man for that matter, but definitely not a woman. And, you know, but those are typically those guys that are kind of real close to Christ or got a connection, like they're a preacher's kid or something like that.
So you can't use that. Excuse me. Can't use that.
Shit, you can't use that.
You see, I corrected that real quick. You see, I corrected that real quick. But some of them I know. So,
I'm a preacher's kid, and I want one right goddamn now. You feel me?
Me and you both, nigga.
If I can get five in one bed, goddamn what I'm doing.
Lord, how much? If I can get five in one bed, that's a blessing straight from on high. Yeah, preach on that. Lord, how much?
Look, that's stupid. Man, look, man. I ain't never met a nigga that, listen, niggas talk that shit, but that ain't really what it is.
I gotta agree with Lady Shamar. I do know a few guys that say it. I know a few guys that say it. You know, I don't want to be with no women. That shit is nasty. I know a few guys that say it, but then I have to agree with Geno V also. I'm sure if opportunity presented itself, if your girl and this other chick is laying in the bed and you just happen to walk in on them, I'm almost certain homie ain't going to turn around crying and all just distraught. I'm almost certain, like Geno said, that nigga's going to drop them draws and just going
to
go
away.
He's
going to let them go to work.
Especially if they two attractive women, two beautiful women with nice bodies. Like, I don't know a man that can turn that down. Like, I really don't know a man that can turn that down.
Bro, listen, I'm thinking
that he probably ain't got the tools to be able to. He probably barely got the tools to keep up with his girl, let alone another one.
Fuck that.
I don't even think he got anything to do with the tools.
I know a lot of dudes that they know, and they will tell. They said, "Look, I ain't even got the stamina for that. All I need to do is watch y'all. Let me get up in the new girl if I can first. If I can't get in the new girl, then I'll fall up in my old lady. You know, and watch them two go at it. But then that's all I got for. I got one good round."
I wouldn't argue with that either. But
listen,
just don't think he would oppose to it.
Listen, it is in every man's DNA to be a King David, asshole.
Come on, preach, son.
It's in every man's DNA.
Preach, son.
If a nigga can sit on his throne all goddamn day and let the ladies and the servants feed him goddamn shrimp and fruit and shit, and he like, I want my 42nd wife tonight. And if a motherfucker can do that for life, he'll do it. It's in every man's DNA. Niggas ain't going to be out here talking about some goddamn, no, man, I just want to be with you, baby. I got to be with you, baby, and only you, baby, because I love you, baby. That's some bullshit. if his girl can come to him and say, babe, I want to do a threesome, and I want you to be a part of it. I love you. I want to give you this because I love you. Then I'm telling you, you ain't going to have to say a goddamn thing. He's going to be ass naked before you can get out your mouth. I'm telling you. Niggas be fronting like that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I mean, I'm saying, hey, you, this could be true. My thing is, hey, I hate getting approval from people. So if it's you, to me, my answer is, if you feel like I do, and you don't want to have to get approval from your man, apparently you're looking for approval from us. I give you the green light. Go for it. You know.
I give you the green light too. Go for it. I give you the green light twice.
Yeah. Hey, yep. I give it to you three times.
Oh, see, go ahead. Smash out. Let us know how it is. Make sure you write back into us. Let us know how it is.
Please.
Ooh, I hope she
everything. Please let us know
wanted.
How it is.
I hope she everything.
Please let us
wanted,
know how it
man.
Is.
Hey,
yes,
take some pictures
honey.
If you can.
Shut
yeah,
up,
take
nigga.
Pictures. Definitely
take
see, pictures.
See, y'all some niggas. Y'all just some niggas. Look, neck we're going to move
right
along.
Down. Neck down. Neck down pictures. Neck down.
Oh, we want to know who it is. Oh, y'all don't want to know who it is? Just me? Okay.
Yeah,
okay, neck down then. Look, y'all ain't shit. Okay, look. Here's the next tea. Okay. Hey, gang. I'm a pretty laid-back female. I help those in need when I can and even when I can't. My son's father and I have a great relationship as friends, and I'll even help him when he needs it and vice versa. My problem is that his girlfriend calls me and asks me for help when she's in a bind, and it doesn't even involve my baby's father and child. I'm getting sick of bailing her out. She blows money, and I can't be her savior anymore. I don't think she's the girl for my baby's daddy. Do you think if I stop helping her that he'll see how irresponsible she is with money? Help a sister out. But damn, boo, it sounds like you still got feelings for the baby daddy.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
I mean, I could give a rat's ass what people do with my... Look, I'm going to tell you like this. Both of my baby daddies, y'all can have at it, okay? I don't care who y'all... And this is just me. This is a confident baby mama who does not give her baby daddy any baby mama drama. Like, literally. My baby daddies can't tell you of the last time I gave them some serious, serious drama. I don't care who they date. I don't care who they smashing. If a female walked up to me and was like, yeah, you know I'm fucking your baby daddy, bitch, congrats. What the fuck is a marching band? Let's get this bitch some cymbals, some drums, snares. I mean, what you want? Like, literally, I am not that person to cause turmoil and strife in their life. I want to make it be as easy to them as possible, just like they respect me. If they see me out in the street with a dude, they throw the nigga the head up, like, what up? And we walk right past each other like ain't nothing. This dude won't know that that's my baby daddy unless I say something. That's our type of relationship. We give each other that respect. But my thing is, you can date who you want to. Just don't let them hurt my kids. The minute they hurt my kids, whether it's physical, emotionally, that's when you're going to see a whole different side of me. I'm ripping shit up. And when I run up on you, you better hope I don't run up on you at your crib because I'm fucking your shit up in your house. So tell him that his chick, you know, is flagrant with money. She don't know how to spend money the right way. And don't tell him that you've been bailing her out with money. My mama always told me, if you got to tell somebody what you do for somebody else, you don't need to be doing it. Whatever you do for somebody, it should never be repeated. Never be repeated. So you can't prove to him that his chick is flagrant. You cannot. That is not your place. Let them go through what they're going to go through. And if you really do got feeling for your baby daddy, which it sounds like that's what it is, boo-boo, you might want to find a way to tell him without it being disrespectful to the girlfriend. You know, I'm just saying, from the outside looking in, from what you just wrote in, it definitely sounds like you still got feelings for your baby daddy. That's my take. What's your take, Mr. Habitual Line Crosser? What ignorant shit you got to say to us?
I mean, honestly, it's simple. I mean, if you feel like you need to stop helping her, then stop helping her. Like, that don't require any type of algebra or geometry or anything like that. I mean, it's that simple. Like, if you feel like she's misusing your help, stop helping her. I actually got to agree with Lady Shamar and say I honestly believe you still have strong feelings for homie. I don't know where you're going to fit in the equation if he's already got a lady and you've been helping her for quite a while. So, I mean, evidently they're content in what they're doing. You know, you might be able to get some of baby daddy on the side, but
It sounds like he's comfortable where he at, but it's simple. Like, shit, if you feel like you don't want to help her anymore because she's not helping herself, stop helping. Shit, that shit is simple.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is very
mm-hmm.
simple.
Mm-hmm. What say you about this, Mr. Gino V?
Cut that shit off. It ain't nothing to
mm-hmm.
cut that bit off.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, straight up, you got to cut that mm-hmm. shit off, Charlie. That's what I say. Cut it
so
off. If
that she, I mean, do you think she should tell her baby daddy that she been bailing this chick out and the chick ain't really who she say she is and all of that?
No, because at the end of the day, if he ain't giving her no dick, if he ain't still fucking his baby mama, which 9 times out of 10, he probably, well, I ain't going to say that because, you know, that's different. But if he's not, though, you know what I'm saying? He might understand and then he might not, you know what I'm saying? But if she was to go to him and they got a good relationship or whatever, and she'd be like, look, your girl doing this, blah, 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 blah. He might flip out on his girl, but then he might flip out on her and be like, man, what the fuck is you talking about? That's my shorty. She ain't like that. But, and you know what I'm saying? But I say she should just cut that shit off completely and then let him see for herself. Straight up.
So this is my thing, and this is off. This is just a piggyback off her question, because this is something that I've always. I mean, I'm a baby mama. You know, I don't see anything wrong with the term baby mama. You know, everybody makes mistakes. I'm not saying our babies are mistakes, but you know, we slip up. So, being a baby mama, I understand how it is, how it goes, but I don't. I make it a my note, my business, never to date a guy who has a child that is under the age of 5, simply because to me that is the I'm still fucking my baby mama age. What do you guys feel about that? I'm be honest, man. Don't be bullshitting, because we got people listening, and some of these females, they need to hear this.
That's bullshit to me.
I mean, what do we feel about what? Say it again.
See, that's when you need to pay attention.
No, I was paying attention, I just didn't understand it.
I'm saying I don't date guys who have children that are under the age of 5, simply because that age range is known for a guy to still be sleeping with his baby mama. So that's it. I'm still fucking my baby mama age to me, and I just don't have the time for that.
That's not necessarily the case. I mean, you know, that's not necessarily the case. Shit, you could be fucking with a guy that got a 5-month-old that don't fuck with the baby mama no more. Like, that's necessarily not the case. What I try to tell a lot of females is, don't judge past experiences or shit that you've been through on a future experience, because you may miss out on that great man. You may miss out on that great guy because his child is 4 years old and you thinking that he's still fucking his baby mama. You may miss out on an absolute amazing 100% man, that man for you, because you think he may be fucking. I mean, you know, who's to say that the kid ain't 16 and he still ain't fucking his baby mama? So, I mean, you know, I would never say that. Like, hell no. If I met a chick and she had a 2-year-old baby and you know, her and the baby daddy still talking, I wouldn't assume that they fucking. I would just assume they got a decent relationship. You know, that's all. I would never think that. I would never go on that.
Okay. Well,
yeah, you definitely can't say that, though. Straight up. Definitely can't say
that. Okay, well, I'm going to keep my reservation, but I'm going to also keep what you gentlemen said in mind in the event I could be wrong, you know? So, young lady, didn't we all answer that one? Yeah, we did answer that one about the baby.
Yeah,
baby.
We did.
Yeah.
Just cut it off. Yeah.
Okay, here's the next T. Oh, they gave us a nickname, guys. This person gave us a nickname. They call us, it says, hey, TWR crew. That's cute. Okay. Hey, TWR crew.
TWR.
Not catchy, but thank you. T will read as.
What's TWR?
Damn.
Oh, T.
That nigga's
shit.
That's
there you go.
That's that fourth grade education level. That's that fourth grade education level. I'm sorry.
Man, don't you ever say that shit in front of nobody else. You hear me? Okay. Hey, TWR crew. Ever since I listened in to you guys last week, I've been hooked. I love this show. I have a bit of a dilemma. I'm the side chick to a well-known radio personality here in the area. He has a woman, but I'm his woman when she's not around.
We know who that is.
Like, man, I don't even want to finish reading this shit.
We know who that radio personality is.
I don't feel comfortable finish reading this tea right here.
Please finish.
I don't know, man. Look, I just want everybody to know I'm not incriminating nobody. I'm just reading my teas as they come to me. I ain't got shit to do with none of this shit. I'm just reading the teas. Oh, man. Man, I just want to go to the next one right now. Shit. Damn, fuck my life. Shit. Okay. Hey, TWR crew, ever since I listened in to you guys last week, I've been hooked. I love this show. I have a bit of a dilemma. I'm the side chick to a well-known radio personality here in the area. He has a woman, but I'm his woman when she's not around. I know all of the rules of being the side chick, and I promise that I've followed them to a T for the last 2 years. I've even been out to eat with him as a couple with my then-boyfriend. Since I've been with him for a while and my boyfriend at the time broke up, I think she's trying to say her and the boyfriend broke up, the radio personality and I have been having unprotected sex. He was all I really wanted anyway. Well, now I'm pregnant, and he wants me to abort it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't stop taking my birth control behind his back to
God
get pregnant. Can I get y'all okay to just stop reading his tea? Because this shit is ripped. There's some tea right
Hell
here.
Hell no.
This,
Hell no.
This
Keep
shit
reading.
Tea.
I feel
uncomfortable.
She stopped taking the birth control. What else?
Yeah, she took the birth control and stopped taking it behind his back. But I refuse to stay quiet now that I'm about to birth his seed into this world. I want him to come clean with his wife what we've been up to. I know this will probably ruin it for us for a while, but I'm sure once I have the baby, if not before then, that he will understand that I did this for us and come back. My question is, how long should I give him to tell his girl before I tell her? Because I will tell her if he doesn't. Bitch, I want you to go goddamn and set your monkey ass down to bed with. You is fucking up happy homes. You've been a side chick for 2 years and you want to damn upgrade yourself. You cannot get a promotion without somebody giving you. You can't give your damn self a promotion. Who does that?
Exactly.
You trying to get two promotions. You trying to be the baby mama and the fucking goddamn old girl. You cannot do that. Like, literally, do you understand some men do not know how to handle losing their family? They get violent. Are you ready to get your ass whooped? Are you really, really ready for that? Some men cannot handle that. And then it sounds like he's just bringing his baby into this world out of spite and to have this man and keep him. And then, okay, I'm going to be real honest with you. I love the good teas just like the next person. But you so messy, bitch, okay? You real messy. The fact that you can... I'm just saying. Look. You can't say you following all of the rules of a fucking side chick and you not. A side chick ain't even supposed to. We weren't even supposed to know that this nigga was a radio personality. You just could have said, I'm just fucking a regular nigga and have been for 2 years.
Right.
You messy as fuck, bitch. You
real
fucking messy.
Right. Right.
And
that's
because
real.
I have homeboys that are radio personalities, I don't know which one you're talking about. But I'm going to go out on a limb and almost guarantee you that you ain't talking about my homeboy. But, and that's only because I know that girl. And you know that they're going to beat the brake dust off of you. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I'm pro-life. I'm pro-life. Oh, I got somebody that wants something. Somebody got to say something. Somebody who is dialed in. 987 number, you are live on the air with the T with Ree. What is your take on this, boo?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, love.
Yes, we can hear you.
I gotta agree with you. Yo, Mr. Fish, you fucking up a bitch. It's like a, you need to go kill your damn self. But I'm gonna say this. Side baby, side chick for 2 years. Side baby if you don't keep it.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Shit,
that's
that
real.
Is so
that's
fucked
real.
Up. And she said that radio shit because it ain't for so many of y'all. And now everybody going to be looking at like, oh, I wanted to see him. I wanted to see him. I hope he
right.
Your ass. Not even a girlfriend. I hope he do it.
No. We don't
advocate domestic violence on this show. No.
Look, give me $5. I'll go whoop my ass.
We're going to put two and two together and realize who the hell are you talking about. So I'm just going to
go. And then when everybody realize who she is, shit, it's just my dear average bitch on the street just walk up and slap her.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Because this right here is just stuff.
That
man.
Was just messy,
you know,
as you said, messy bitch.
Messy bitch, yes.
I hope she ain't clear hung up yet. I hope she's still listening.
Yeah, I hope she is listening on this line tonight. You know, we thank you for tuning in and chiming in. Make sure you stay listening because, honey, we might need you again for something else on the T-Boot.
All right.
Look, like I was saying to you, honey, you are very messy, extremely messy. This is not how you go about things. You don't trap a man into anything. That is the fastest way to lose a man is when you try to trap him. If you could not bag him in the 2 years you've been his side chick, then suck it up, baby. You know, stealing men ain't your thing. You might want to stick to, you know, what you've been doing, and the side chick looks like what seems to be working for you now until you try to start giving your dumb ass a promotion. So I'm going to let y'all talk about this because y'all know I get
hey,
a little angry about
first
dumb
of
shit
all,
like this.
First of all, I'm getting feedback on my text messaging, and I've got a feedback from a young lady who said that it's very messed up on what she's trying to do, but we can't distract blame from the young man. If he knew he was
right.
in a relationship, then he should have been, you know, protecting himself if he had to step outside of his relationship, which I totally agree. Also, my good friend Miss Mary, she knows who she is. She's on the line. She said, "Oh my God, I love the tea." She said, "The tea has got to be longer because it's just not enough time to keep busting all these teas and everybody want to talk." I so agree, Miss Mary. Let's talk some sponsorships, baby, so we can push this thing to about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I love you. But my take on this is, young lady, don't open up that can. Please don't open up that can. Now you played side chick for 2 years. You played side chick for 2 years, and I wouldn't dare tell you to go have an abortion. I wouldn't dare tell you that. But what I would tell you is, I wouldn't tell her that, but what I would tell her is, if you're going to have the baby, play your position. Talk to this man and let him know that you both have – well, first of all, I hope he's smart enough to know that to get a DNA test. Because it's simple mathematics. If you give some ass to a married man, you'll give some ass to somebody else, too. So it's simple mathematics.
Ooh.
I hope he's smart enough to say, you know what, I better get a DNA test instead of just automatically assuming this is my kid. Because if the bitch gives you some ass and know you got a woman, she'll definitely
Ooh.
Get somebody else some ass. So, homie, I hope we can get this path of knowledge without even knowing each other, and I hope you can hear me when I speak to the atmosphere. Get a DNA test, nigga. Secondly, young lady, do not open this can. Please don't open this can because it's going to be way more than you bargained for. I'm almost certain you're not going to have anybody on your side. Once you come forth and try to expose this man, once you come forth and try to do all this other shit, it's not like you're going to have an army of people that's going to be on your side. You may have one or two dumb motherfuckers that you hang with that just want to be dumb motherfuckers. But you're not going to have intelligent people that's going to be in your corner because what they're going to say is, you fucked up. You should have been using protection. You shouldn't have stopped you taking your birth control when you knew this man was married. Like, you fucked up. You put yourself in this position. But like Lady Shamar said, you can't promote your goddamn self to be first lady or to be the talk of the love of his life. if you've been fucking this man on the side for 2 years, what in the fuck make you think he going to say now because you got pregnant by him that you going to be the main chick? Bitch, he going to distance
right.
himself from you as far as possible. He'll probably go and start his own child support just not to deal with your ass. You really, you really, really, really have, you're about to open up a can that's going to backfire and is going to explode in your face right now. I hope you do the right thing. I hope you're listening. I hope you do the right thing because at the end of the day, you are opening up a can that's going to cause you to all kinds of turmoil. And don't try to get bad because of what we're saying. Don't talk about, I'll fuck a bitch up and this right here because you're putting yourself in a bad, bad situation, a very bad
situation.
Very bad. So honestly, just be real smart about what you're about to do. Please be real smart about what you do. And don't tell other people that the man is a radio personality. Please don't do that.
Yeah.
There's not many
of
us. There's not many of them in this area. We know them by hand. We know them by name. Some of them
right.
are our good friends. So don't do that.
Very
don't do
good
that because and that makes you look just as dumb. That makes you look just as dumb. Them niggas ain't millionaires. So you telling somebody
right.
that they radio personality ain't gonna give you no credit. Them niggas aren't millionaires.
Right.
Them niggas is living day to day just like we are. You know, you're not getting any brownie points for them. Yeah, you're not getting any brownie points because they radio personalities. They're like, what was the purpose of that? They just locally famous. You're not getting any radio.
Right.
You're not getting any brownie points because they radio personalities in this area. Like, you could have kept that to yourself. I hope you do the right thing. I swear, I hope you do the right thing. And if
this,
you don't
this
do the right thing,
she's probably getting the gloves for free.
Yeah, that's all, you know, or, you know, they probably speak to her when they're out and about, and, you know, she feel important. But I hope she do the right thing. But if she don't do the right thing, I hope his girl beat the backs off your ass once you have it.
Get him. Yo, my brother, Mr. Gino V, what say you on this topic, bro? Because this is
all I'm going to say is this right here. It's the right hand of God. If she do what she thinking about doing, as soon as she had that baby, the first thing she gonna hear is this right here. And you already know what that's getting ready to do.
Oh shit, nigga,
you
that's a gun.
That
I heard something.
You already know what that's getting ready to happen. As soon as you hear that, oh shit. It ain't gonna she gonna
I
be
heard.
Stepmama then.
Yeah, shit.
No, ain't gonna be no more you.
Jesus.
Ain't gonna
yeah,
be
you
no
right.
more you. These niggas is not playing. They are not playing out here, straight up. And then the fact that she had already, like, it seemed like she had this shit planned out already.
That's what
it sounded like. Because she's talking about she was stop
like
taking the birth control and all type of shit like that. They must think that radio personality is rich or something.
Yep.
She must think motherfuckers is really, 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 really out here getting paper like that.
Somebody better inform her.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Niggas is not, listen, females is not playing just like niggas ain't playing out here. You try to fuck
right.
that man happy home up if you want to, man. That shit not going to go good for you. Straight up, right?
Not good at all.
Straight
not
up.
Not good at all. Not good at all. I'm here
up.
To tell you. Cause
that shit
If it was me, I'm just going to tell you, if and it was me and you pulled a stunt like that
my
man,
oh, hell.
You're right. Well, you're going to hear more than one guy that ain't going to cock back. You can keep his comedy
Eight
shit.
To 10.
Fuck that.
8 to 10.
I can give a shit, man. I'd be sitting there living like Orange is the New Black. Kiss my motherfucking ass. You understand me? I promise you. I'll be somebody's fucking dandelion. You hear me? I'm going
to
be somebody's goddamn dandelion.
8 to 10, Gino.
Hey, look. Jeez. Hey, look, my brother just texted me talking about some, yeah, she might as well go on to the clinic, go on and get that file from her and call it a day.
Yes, sir.
I got another friend that texted me and said that, LT, what's up, baby? We love you. She said, does the side hoe not realize that even if the wife finds out and they split up, she will still be on the side with that sideline kid? FYI, the wife always wins by default.
Yes.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yes.
That's true.
What is her game? Like, what is your game to want to expose and I'm gonna tell the wife if he don't, like, what are you gonna gain? It's actually gonna make you can get more honey, you can get more bees
sugar
with honey than you can with,
than you
with,
can with
whatever the fuck the saying is. Don't fuck it up right now.
With honey. Yeah.
Don't fuck it up right now, because the problem is gonna be you're really gonna fuck it up for you and the kids.
Yeah,
if you keep it kosher, sideline money is always the best money.
She need to do what the nigga said. Go ahead and have that little abortion, because what he gonna be like is, okay, my shorty, she respect what I got going on. She respect this shit. So if something would have happened, I know she gonna go ahead and handle that. You know, we can, if it don't work out between me and my wife, then you know I got something to fall back on. But definitely don't be a dumbass. I mean, really, I'm gonna be honest with you. My heart don't pump no Kool-Aid. I will damn near fight anybody, literally anybody. And if you're too big for me to fight, I'm just going to shoot you. But understand this. Do you understand how hard that would be? Because when the wife finds out, her and her homegirl's coming for you. Bitch, you ain't that tough. Even I might have to goddamn on second guess and start looking around if you run up on me and I ain't got my girls with me. So don't be stupid. Because right now you sound young, you sound a little stupid. I mean, I understand. Good dick, how you doing crazy shit? It's good dick that's got you acting like this. But baby doll, you finna mess around and lose the man that you swear you in love with. You finna lose this VIP club treatment that you getting from this nigga, because I'm sure that's probably one of the only things you getting to be seen out with him like that. And then you almost finna lose your life. Wives act very, very protective over their husband, especially when we know we done stuck it out with this nigga. You know how long it is to get on to be a radio personality? Nigga, it ain't just some shit where you can fill out an application like McDonald's and get a job the next day. You have to send in work so that they will be like, okay, this person is what we need. We're going to go ahead and hire him. This dude may have been trying to work his ass off to be a radio personality. And when he finally gets there, you're going to blow his spot up? Now, when you mess with a wife, when you mess with her source of income for her household, oh, shit. That's when a goddamn clause come out, boo. You playing games. Leave it alone. It ain't worth
hey,
it. Go ahead, go into the chop
shop. Real talk, that alienation of affection law is real. Trust me when I tell you that shit is real. Now, don't fuck around and get yourself in a situation where you sit in court having to pay that woman for sleeping with her husband. So, like I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
that can of worms that you about to open, sit your ass down, see how
mm-hmm.
if you're going to have the baby, see how this shit going to play out, get that side
mm-hmm.
baby money, and just shut the fuck up. Because real talk, like, you can ask Fantasia, you can ask the white woman from Graham, like, that alienation of affection law is real. It's real,
mm-hmm.
and they need that shit on the books. They ain't winning. It's 1-1. The white woman won. The chick for Fantasia lost. So it's 1-1. They need to build a cred up on that shit. Don't fuck around and let this be your $100,000, $300,000 that you got to end up paying this woman for fucking up her household. I'm telling you.
Right.
Sit your ass
right.
down.
For real.
Sit your ass
for
down.
For real. Oof. All right. Enough of that, teacher. That shit done got me angry. Okay.
Yeah, That was real.
Yeah. That was some real shit. Okay. Here's the next tip. Hey, panel, this is a question that will need mature adults to understand. I am a woman that loves anal sex.
Oh, hey,
I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be reading. I'm sorry. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. I'm sorry. Hey, panel, this is a question that will need mature adults to understand. I am a woman that loves anal sex. It's actually the only way I can come. Vaginal orgasms never happen for me. The only problem with this is that immediately after I come,
oh shit! Don't make me throw up.
Oh god, listen to this shit, y'all. This goes to show y'all that I do not read these fucking damn questions before the show. I just literally busted out laughing reading the next sentence that's to come. Okay, listen. It's actually the only way I can come. Vaginal orgasms never happen for me. The only problem with this is that immediately after
Come on,
get
this shit
out.
Clean this shit.
Can't even get the shit out.
God, look, is that fucking funny, yo? I can't. Okay. All right, Reed, get through this shit. All right.
Oh, shit. It's got to be
something, man.
Oh, shit.
Right,
okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Do I need to put this beer down?
Look, my bad, y'all. I'm going to be professional. I'm going to get my shit together. Okay. The only problem with this is that immediately after I come, I have a bowel movement right there in the bed with no warning.
Nasty bitch.
Look, I've tried to control it on several occasions, but it's uncontrollable. I hate to have to stop satisfying myself and go back to just getting fucked so this won't happen. What do you all suggest I do? First and foremost, you did say that this was going to need mature adults. So I apologize for laughing at such a sensitive issue and such a sensitive matter. I'm going to ask you, do you have any gay male friends, that could probably give you some pointers on, you know, what you could possibly do to take dick better anally? That could always be, I mean, I've never really had a problem with shitting on myself, so I'm sorry if I seem a little immature about this. but, yeah.
That's got to be one powerful ass orgasm if that bitch got to come and shit at the same time. That's got to be powerful than a motherfucker.
Oh,
she gonna have women all over the T with Ree trying their shit now. Like bitch is making them shit. Girl, I wanna try that. It's making them shit.
That dick was so good, this nigga shitted on herself. Nigga, make me shit too. Like that. There you see why I'm laughing my ass off, man. I mean, I didn't mean to be, you know. I don't even know what this is. This is so true. I could not have made this shit up my damn self. Like, this shit is hilarious. I'm sorry, boo. I'm sorry. Damn. But yeah, get with my point is possibly get with one of your gay homeboys who specializes in that. And this is me not being funny at all. I'm just saying, like, they got butt control, not dick control. They got butt control. So they may know how to do a trick, or they may know something to do. Apparently it's not painful because she can rock with it. I don't want to be rude. Just anal is not my thing. I'm sorry. I don't like pain. And I've tried it a time or two, and it's not fun. You know, so I typically pass up on the anal shit. But, yeah, get with somebody who may have some experience in that area, you know, and see if they can kind of help you out, I guess, you know. What's y'all take on this, y'all?
This is the reason why I don't deal with anal sex. And it's not that I would deprive a young lady that I'm fooling with or that I'm dealing with of the anal sex if she like it, but this is the number one reason why I don't deal in anal sex. You know, I'm what some may consider blessed, and I'm trying to be funny, and I ain't bragging or nothing, but I'm just always scared that when I do that, this is what's going to happen. That's why I don't deal with this shit. I think I would literally pass the fuck out if I pulled my shit out of somebody's ass and shit came behind it. You know, my OCD is bad. Like, my OCD is fucked up. So that was, like, I wouldn't even be able to look at this person no more. Me and this person would have nothing else to say to each other because that's how disturbed I would be. I probably would bathe for, like, hours straight. But, I mean, like, what do she, well, first off,
she definitely needs to seek medical attention and talk to a physician, and maybe they can tell you what to do. But then again, that shit is against the law. Anal sex is against the law, so I don't even know if they could advise you to do anything. So what I'm saying
shit.
Is...
they'll like, tell you.
Yeah, that's... But what I'm saying is, I mean, I'm like you. Get seek information, because I'm sure mm-hmm. there are some gay guys who could pretty much help you through this. But
mm-hmm.
I would like to know, like, do she forewarn the guys before? You know, did she say, like, listen.
Oh,
now,
I can't come
with you inside my vagina, but I'm going to need for you to get in his ass. And then the guy be like, oh, hell yeah, baby, I got you. Then she said, hold up. I ain't finished. Now, I need you to know, when I come from this anal
sex, I'm shitting on niggas. I'm shitting on niggas.
I'm a shit, you know. And I want to know what guy that be like, oh, that's cool, baby, that's cool. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Just go this shit. You know, we'll wipe it up. The real question I would want to know is, have she had sex with the same guy more than once? Have she shitted in the bed and the same nigga came back and got your ass again? That's what I want to know. But then tell that nigga like shit.
Oh, I'm about to pass out shit.
Are y'all done?
Oh, damn, my bad, Gino.
Well, look, bro, we done.
My bad.
I'm like, y'all good. I just put my headphones down. I ain't wanna hear nothing about no shit. I'm sorry. I got a weak ass stomach.
You ain't for this shit, huh?
Listen, when it comes to shit, I got a weak ass stomach, dog.
Man, fuck that shit.
Man, listen,
we shitting on this.
Fuck that shit, bruh.
That is a bit nasty, though.
Man, we talking about my dick in your ass, and then
right.
shit coming out. All right, man. Should we read the next scene?
I got somebody that said, well, first of all, it sounds like she's not cleaning herself out before she has anal sex. Because if you are cleaned out, you will not shit on yourself. Like, that seems fucking pretty smart to me, you know. Take a laxative a day or two before.
What, did I take an enema before you have sex?
I mean, it could happen. I don't know.
You gotta take an enema before they have anal sex. Hey, if that's what works, hey, young
somebody
lady.
Somebody say yes.
Papa X-Lax.
Yes.
Oh, somebody say yes?
Yeah, get some Dulcolax or something.
God damn, that's too much like work.
All right, god damn, shit. All right, fuck it. God damn.
Shit, literally. Oh, Lord.
Bro.
Okay.
Really?
Oh,
really?
My God.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
This shit making me sick of my stomach, for real.
Okay, let's move along to the next scene.
Take some
Pepto
Bismol, boy. You ain't got to do nothing but shit.
Oh. Ain't shit wrong with you. Man, get that shit out of here.
I always try to start some shit.
Hey, look. If we in the club and you see me about to walk up to this female, like, yeah, girl, I'm gonna get your number. I want you to tap my shoulder and be like, that's dude shit.
Ain't shit popping off. ain't shit popping off over there.
I know, that's dude shit.
Ain't shit popping off.
Ain't shit popping off over there.
Uh-uh, you got to hit it with, nah, you don't want that shit. Nah, you don't want that shit, bro. Hey, that's messed up, man, because you told us to be mature about it. Hey, fool, how we saw
my bad.
We're sorry. We always trying to start some shit. My bad. Hashtag no more shit starting.
Look, let me move on to the next tea because y'all niggas ain't shit. So let me go ahead.
Y'all fucking wrong for this shit, for real.
Okay, so here's the next one. What up, fam? Listen, I don't usually write in to no show. Look, I'm reading this shit exactly as he sent it in. What up, fam? Listen, I don't usually write in to no shows like this, but since y'all keep the dirt on everything, maybe you don't know shit about it. Okay.
Nigga trying to start some shit already.
Okay, look. But since y'all keep the dirt on everything, I figured I'd try this shit out.
The jokes write themselves. The jokes write themselves. The jokes write themselves, man.
Oh, man. Okay. Tears runs at my face. Okay. Shit. But since y'all keep the dirt on everything, I figured I'd try this shit out. Look, I'm not a D-boy, but I make my money, you understand? So I was messing with this little shorty. She had her head on straight and shit. One kid. Okay. She had her head on straight and shit. One kid that kept a clean house with some bomb pussy. So I was about to lock it down, not to mention she'd break me off some serious bread if I asked for it. Well, now Shorty Rock is pregnant with my seed, and I know this bitch will try to give the next nigga my bread for my seed if we ever broke up, just like she does me. Yeah, she breaks that child support money for her kid off on me. Yo, what's the best way to tell Shorty she needs to go get an abortion? Don't dime me out either. I don't want nobody to know who I am and shit.
Man, yo, hey, this shit going too far.
Dude, to get somewhere and send his shit ass down somewhere. He's a shit ass nigga. Get your ass down somewhere, man. You sound like an idiot. First of all, he said he ain't no D-boy, but he make his money. Why this bitch got to give you money then? If you ain't no D-boy, you making money. I mean, what was the whole purpose, man? Get out of here with that foolishness, man. And you done fucked up too, because if you got this girl pregnant, you might as well get ready to recoup all that money she gave you and get ready to give it back, because she going to be giving your child support money to the next nigga.
Right. Right.
Come on,
right,
man. That shit was real clownish.
And first of all, like, what kind of man are you to be taking money from a child? If you know this is her son's child support money, what the fuck kind of piece of shit nigga are you? No pun intended. But what kind of piece of shit nigga are you to be taken from a child? Like, nigga, you're
bragging about
it. Right, because that's what you're doing. Don't act like you're not bragging. Because what you're saying is basically, yo, this bitch got some bomb ass pussy. She break that bread. She spent her child support on me. Yada, yada, yada. Lady.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Good dick will have you doing some crazy shit, but please don't spend your child's child support on some meat. Like, that is, it's not worth it. And, sir, for you to allow it speaks volumes of your character. And then you wrote into me, I know who you are. I will keep you a secret from everybody else. But just know when I see you out in the street, homie, we ain't cool. We ain't good. That right there was some bitch shit. There's a child going somewhere that probably got holes in his shoes, and it's, you know, probably want to go somewhere and spend some time with his mama, but he can't because she ain't got the money because her dickhead ass is spending that bread on your whack ass. Man, you's a pussy ass nigga for that. Be on Facebook fronting with all them goddamn chains and money and shit. Nigga, you got fucking damn SMI one car money. Shut the fuck up. I hate pussy ass niggas. I hate the SMI one money front ass niggas.
Big shout out to the SMI one car holders. Big shout out. Big
Me. That's me. But I'm saying, I mean, and people that don't know what SMI one is, SMI one is the credit, the debit card they give you that they load your child support payments onto. So,
yes,
I'm going to start calling y'all fuckboys. Y'all some old SMI one-card-ass niggas. That's what y'all are.
SMI
that crap that you're doing. Yes, sir. That shit that you just did, homie, that was deplorable. And I hope she run you through the ringer if y'all don't stay together. I really do. Man, what y'all got to say?
Hey, you know what?
I really wish you would read that question again, because the motherfucker was talking like he was Ace Boogie from goddamn Pay.
I swear to God, you know.
Shorty rock your shit out here, give me your child support and shit for the next kid, and I got a baby in Shorty Rock and shit, and like, the bitch is like paying for me. I'm like, yo, bitch, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, dude, real talk, son. I'm out here in these streets getting this money. I ain't no D-boy, but I'm out here in these streets and I'm getting out. Man, that's some crazy shit.
Right.
That motherfucker did the on TV with that shit. He's a great actor.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. Yo, son, I'm out here getting this money out here in these streets, cuz. Straight up.
But, I mean, I'm a firm believer in karma. I'm a firm believer in karma. So, I mean, you know, you can act like it's all fun and games right now, but best believe, when she puts your ass on child support, some other nigga going to be spending your child support money. And then it ain't going to be all fun and games then. Once you find out that she's dealing with some other cat, and then you know you paying child support, and then you automatically know what she done when you was fucking her with the nigga's child support that she's spending with you, you going to automatically assume she doing the same shit with the next man. And then I hope you don't be standing somewhere trying to fight or wanting to get all up in her business and shit. Yo, it's karma, man. It's karma. Like, that shit is, that's some clown shit. That's some real clown shit, man.
Right, right. So, I mean, sir, you just lost all street credibility with us on that one. Yeah. So I'm done with that one. Y'all done with this pussy-ass nigga?
I'm hoping he'll come back and tell you it was just a joke or something, you know. He just wanted to get on the air.
Hell yeah, son. Real talk, right. Son. Right. Hell yeah, son. Hell yeah, son. Let's move on, son.
Who was that?
Right. So here's... huh?
Real talk, son. Let's go ahead and move to the next question.
Was that Rico from the movie?
Is that... Oh, I thought that was Rico Barino. I'm about to say, what up, Rico?
Real talk, son. Let's move on to the next T, son. Real talk, son.
Okay, so the next T. Here it is. Hey, guys. I'm a respectful 20-something-year-old that was raised that I should take care of my elders. I do that by caring for my elderly grandfather while my parents are busy at work during the day. I don't have a problem with this because we have a chance to catch up on what he's been doing in his assisted living apartment for the day and how my classes are. My grandfather gave me a key to his home in case it was needed or an emergency. I went over last week to check on him. He didn't answer, so I used my key. I called out for him, but he's slightly hard of hearing, so I assume he didn't hear me. I walked into my grandfather masturbating. It. Now I wanted to vomit. He didn't see me. I just walked in. He didn't see me. Y'all like shit. He didn't see me. I just walked out and didn't say anything. Now I refuse to go back, and my parents don't understand why. I'm embarrassed to say that I saw it. What should I tell my parents? I totally look at my grandfather differently now. I don't know how to answer this one. Let's get the people who got the winkies, because I ain't got no
winkies. I mean, why you look at your grandfather differently? Shit, that's your granddad. That means he busted a nut.
Come on,
and
man.
Had your
you
mama
walk...
or your daddy. Like, yeah, I mean, but it's a part of life. Like, shit, you don't stop wanting sex or wanting sexual activity just because you old or you a grandfather now. Shit, I mean,
but I thought dick didn't get hard when you got old.
Man, please, haven't you heard about men having babies at 60, 65, 70 years old? Like, we won't be the grandparents that our great grandparents were. We're living healthier now. We're living longer now. So I mean, you can, as long as you take care of your body, and as long as you haven't damaged your body by the time you get 65, 70, 75 years old, it's gonna be some pussy somewhere that you're gonna want. Shit, I know I am. But my thing is, I mean, you can tell your parents, the same shit you just told us. We're humans. And we're adults. Whoever the child is to your grandfather, whether it's your mom or your dad, they are going to understand, trust me. And it's going to be a great laugh. Everybody's going to laugh and joke about it, whoever you tell. And life goes on. Like, don't stop seeing after your granddad. Don't stop taking out of him because that's grandpa. Don't allow something so simple to deter you from still spending that good quality time in his later years. you know, it's no guarantee how much longer Grandpa got on earth. But Grandpa is still human. And I'm sure back in the day, Grandpa was tying ass up. You just don't not want ass anymore just because you're older, you know. And I'm sure he just can't get – he probably can't get the young ass that a lot of older guys can get. So the nigga got to get that cum out of him. Shit, I mean, goddamn, let that man jack off. When you didn't hear him respond, but you noticed he was in the bedroom, you should have automatically peeped in, oh hell, and just shut the goddamn door. I hope you didn't stand there for more than a minute or two and watch him jerk his dick off, and then, you know, then you turned around. Like, nah, I mean, shit, let that old man get that nut out of his system so he won't kill himself or he won't kill nobody else. Tell your parents
he's going to kill himself
happened.
Trying to get it out.
No, shit. Yeah, shit. All he needs to do is get it out. That's all he want to do. Tell your parents.
Geno V, what's your take on this one?
This has to be one of the biggest motherfucking sketches, Dave Chappelle sketches I've ever seen in my life. This shit right here is funny. You walking in on your granddaddy and his dick is out and he just jacking the fuck out his dick.
Going in. I bet it was a fast jack too. Dino, I bet it was a fast jack. A left hand fast jack, like pow, 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 pow.
Look, sweetheart, listen. Old man jack off, girl. Shut up. You done jacked a couple dicks so far in your day. So don't make them seem like good to good that he's jacking his dick that is nasty. Shit.
Right.
What you should do is go over and call one of your homegirls and be like, God, did you do something for me? Because I can't stand the thought of my granddaddy jacking off. Go and get away.
No. What you don't want to bust in on is your daddy knocking your mama ass down.
I've done that before. That is like the most traumatic shit in the world. Like, and look, and then look, I'm gonna tell you like this. My daddy's nickname is Pee Wee. Like my daddy and my brother. So my daddy is Big Pee Wee. My brother's Little Pee Wee. So
Big Pee Wee.
Hey, don't fuck around. Y'all know I love my daddy too. So look, we could hear my mama. My mama's going to fucking kill me if anybody go back to her and tell her this shit. So don't nobody go back and tell her this shit. But we could hear my mama nickeling and laughing and giggling, talking about, stop, Pee-wee. I mean, and that shit used to make us so, so mad. Like, we would know what they doing, but it wasn't a damn thing we could do about it. So we would have to go outside and got dang on trying to go play, but we know my daddy in there banging it down. But my brother, Pee-wee, he don't pay no attention. He thinks the shit is a radio or something. I don't know. This nigga walked straight in on my mom and my daddy, and I guess it must have been right when my daddy was finna bust a nut, because all I know is I saw my brother, his chest go in, his feet come up off the ground, and his hands and feet shoot like my daddy hit this nigga so hard. This nigga slid down the fucking hallway. Me and my sister got this nigga up like, come on, nigga, come on, come on. Like, this nigga looked like some shit off The Last Dragon showing up.
That's super sperm strength.
Man, all I know is when we heard my mom and my daddy going at it, we went the fuck on.
That's that super sperm strength.
Oh, man.
he probably hit him with a, close my door.
Am I the master? Show up. Am I the baddest? Show up.
Right. So numb, Pee-wee.
Yeah. Hey, man, shut up, man. Don't start this shit. So,
hey,
look,
yo, but real talk, hold on, real talk. We got one of the ladies that texted in and said that this young lady, she better hope the ability to bust an elderly nut is hereditary. I know that's right, because it don't stop just because you get old. You're going to want to bust them nuts a little later on in life.
But I thought, and this might be my ignorance, so y'all help me and fill me in if I'm wrong, but I know I'll be 35 this year. So the older I've gotten, the higher my sex drive has gotten. Like, it is bananas. It's like, it's stupid. But I thought the older men got, although they may want it, they're not able to, you know, perform or bust in that.
Please don't think that.
Is that fact? Oh, that's a lie.
Please don't think that. Please don't think that. Please don't ever think that. Erase that from your memory. Please erase that from your memory. Now, it's proving that women's sex drive goes into high gear around the 28 to 35 to 45 mark. That's when their sex drive goes into high gear. And young men have a high sex drive around 18 to 28 to 30, 35. That's when young men have but listen to me. People of all ages are having sex. It's not everybody that experienced those sex drive highs and lows. It's just what's been proven for a studied number of people. But it's not everybody. But please don't ever think that your daddy at his age right now can't tie a piece of ass up. Or someone's granddaddy at 60 years old. Oh, trust and believe. As long as that motherfucker get hard, they can tie some ass up. And as long as they are breathing, they're thinking about tying some ass up. Age doesn't play a factor. Age doesn't play a factor in whether your shit get hard or not. It's your health that plays the factor in whether your shit get hard or not. But I'll give you a prime example. Why do you think men over 55, over 60 years old, consult their doctors and get Viagra or Cialis or different things like that? Because their bodies aren't allowing them to get hard and stay hard like they used to, but their mental state and their physical state is still telling them they want sex, and they got to have it. They got to have it. So, I mean, I used to work with this man, and he was well into his high 60s, and that motherfucker kept Viagra on him at all times. And all it would take is for one of them young girls at the news to come through there and say something slick to him, and he know he can get it after work, he'll pop that goddamn Viagra about 8 o'clock in the morning. And by the time he get off about 4 o'clock that evening, he telling me he going to get the room, he going to take her to get some church's chicken, and they fucking all night long. And that joker was like, oh, nigga. And he was almost 70, and he's still living now. This has been 4 or 5 years ago. He's still living now. He's just a slick, I mean, just a city slicker from New York. He a slick talking ass nigga, but he'll tell you now, I'll toss some ass up. I'll pop one of these pills. He say it all depends on whether it's, if it's the weekday, he take half the pill. The weekend,
why?
He pop the whole goddamn pill.
Why? What's the why?
But there's potency to the pill. There's potency to the pill. So, you know, a lot of younger guys that shouldn't be taking the pill take half the pill. Because it gives them just that little extra oomph they need. But those older guys that need to take the pill, take the whole pill, and it really gives them what they need. One of these days, y'all please remind me, my best friend, back in the day, his dad, when Viagra first came out, I have got to tell y'all the story about what his dad told us about his first time taking this Viagra. Y'all please remind me, one of these days when we got time, I have got to tell y'all this story. It's the most hilarious shit you will ever hear about these Viagras.
Yeah, okay. Well, now I'm gonna have to remember to make sure that ain't nobody popping no Viagra with me, because I'm a 15-minute shit. I'm bored after 15 minutes. I don't care what the hell you're doing. So yeah.
They better leave it alone with you then.
Yeah, buddy, because I be gonna put your ass out whether you got yours or not. All right. Well, I'm bored. Thanks for coming over. I'll holler at you. Leave my Duke Power money on the nightstand. Well, y'all, we are down to the last 5 minutes of the show. I am cutting the show short tonight to just explain to you guys what Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs and I have in the works for you guys. You know, y'all know the headquarters, our home, we call it home. There's no other place that we'd rather be. It's Churchill. Churchill's Bar and Grill. Cigar Bar, excuse me. But Church Hills is not open on Tuesday. So Mr. C. Ricardo Briggs and I, we lucked up on some stuff where we are able to bring you a grown atmosphere. Pool. Yes, pool. We will be playing pool. We locked in a freaking pool hall. How fucking amazing is that? So
yes.
What we're going to do, we are going to go ahead and it's going to be the takeover. Do you understand? Like, you don't have to dress up. You know, not that we dress up that much in Church Hills, anywho, but it's not a dressy event. You know, you don't have to dress up. You can come in sneakers and jeans and all of that. But what we're doing, we're going to definitely make sure we turn the pool hall up. You know, we're going to have a DJ. We're going to have, of course, it's going to be $2 Tuesdays is the name of it, $2 Tuesdays. And it's going to be at the Carolina Q and Cantina. And that's all right off of Florida Street. But this is a whole new atmosphere, a whole new ball game. All the riffraff that used to be in there is no longer welcome. They're not even on the premises. But what we're doing, we're having a pool tournament. So we got a tournament for the guys, and we got a tournament for the ladies. So the ladies, of course, will play the ladies. The guys will, of course, play the guys. And what we're going to do, this is going to be like a 3-4 week tournament, and we're going to see who wins. Now, every week, the winner of the men's tournament wins a cash prize, and the winner of the women's tournament wins a cash prize until the big finale. And that's when my pool sharks are going to go head-to-head. So, ladies, if you've always wanted to learn how to play pool, or you know that's where everybody be at, it's the pool hall, because pool hall do be jumping, you know, definitely make sure you come out on July 28th. We will be at Carolina Q and Cantina. We're just going to turn up. We're going to turn up, and eventually we're going to have some more things popping off there. But right now, I want like Mr. Will Barber. I can't wait to get on the table with him and bust his shit. And any other female that thinks she can beat me in pool, because I'm kind of nasty. I'm something like the Black Widow. All right, I'm bullshitting, but I am kind of nasty on it. I know how to handle the stick. You know. So definitely make sure it's a $2 entry fee until 9. After 9, then it's a $5 entry fee. But we're going to turn up, y'all. We're going to definitely show folks that grown and sexy. Yo, we back. We back in effect. And we on the pool table. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, and you know, I don't want to cut you off, but as we had the meeting, me and Lady Shamar had the meeting, we made sure that the owner understood the type of audiences that we deal with. And we let it be known that we don't deal with the foolishness. So security will be in full force. Security will be in full force. We know the place once had a bad reputation, but it's under new management now. They don't deal with none of the riffraff. You're not going to come and be able to buy weed. You're not going to come and be able to buy crack or prostitute. None of that is allowed anymore at this spot. And he's called upon us to bring him some good business, to bring in a better audience. You know, right now it's just a bunch of old people that go there and hang out and shoot pool during the day, but nothing takes place at night. And I know if you're like myself, I love shooting pool. I'm nice at this shit. So I said, let's get together. We'll bring our friends in, and we'll just have a good time. It's about 10 pool tables in there. So there's going to be some serious tables, but like Lady Shamar said, there's going to be a lot of tables where a lot of the ladies that want to learn how to play, shit, even the guys, all men don't know how to play pool. So if anybody wants to play pool, or if you just want to come and just enjoy the atmosphere, we're drinking $2 beers. There's a DJ.
Sir.
There's video games there. There's a big punching bag and shit. But the core audience is we're just going to go and play pool, have a great time. It's only $2. If you aren't doing anything on Tuesdays, that's what's popping. Don't y'all forget the last Tuesday in this month. We're going in. Y'all be there.
Yep, we're going to go in. I'm trying to tell you, I'm busting some ass on the table. So I want to see all of y'all there. You're like, come relax, come dress. We grown folks style, y'all.
Yes.
Yo, Mr. Gino V, before we go, is there anything that you want to tell the people?
Oh, man, just, hey, y'all stay focused. Keep working hard, man. We'll see y'all this week. Wait, y'all won't see us this weekend, but we'll see y'all soon, man. Stay up. Be blessed.
I forgot to tell him. Three stacks. Oh. We're doing it for Fantasia Barrino this Saturday. Tell him, Gino.
Man, look, man, Three Stacks has been asked to come and be some musical entertainment at Fantasia's wedding this Saturday in Charlotte,
come
North Carolina,
here,
man. It's going down,
come
man.
On here.
Hey, man, look, it's been a blessed time since we've been really, you know, really getting out here and really put the footwork together, man. So, you know, we will be at Miss Fantasia's wedding and reception, and it's going down
So y'all, you know, keep us in y'all prayers and whatever. And hey, salute. You know what I mean?
Salute.
Salute. Yeah, that's definitely a good look. Preset. Proud of y'all niggas. And my brothers right there.
thank y'all
so much for tuning in to the Tea with Reed. We're gonna be back at it this Thursday, with the other part two. And I hope there ain't no more damn crazy ass side chicks trying to upgrade themselves that's gonna be tuning in. But if it is, we got something for y'all after. Get some shit. Yo, we thank y'all for tuning in to the Tea with Reed. Yo, always remember, guys, pinkies up.
Pinkies up.
Yes, sir.